Good evening. I look forward to using this time, Bein Or L'Choshek, between Mincha Ma'ariv, to utilize this time to learn together, to catch a few moments of Talmud Torah together as a community. And I want to begin right in the beginning. We'll learn Mishnayos. Hopefully we'll catch one Mishnah a day, and we'll learn all the Inyanim, the Halacha L'Maaseh, related to the Mishnayos, and we're going to begin with Brachos. We're going to recite a Pasuk in a few moments at Ma'ariv, V'dibarta Bam, B'shich Becha V'Yisecha V'Lechtecha V'Derech. Speak in them, when you go to sleep, and when you wake up in the morning. Speak in them, speak in Torah. The Vilna Gaon points out, Bam is an acronym. Refers to all of Torah. Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Beis is Bereishis. And Mem, that's Torah all Torah Shebichsav. Mem is Me'imasai. The very first word of the beginning of all of Torah Shebaal Peh. And it's fascinating that if you could just continue on with the Pasuk, that the continuation is the first topic of all of Shas. The first topic of all of Shas is Kriyat Shema, which is very interesting. Why is that the first topic? Out of all the things, Shabbos is very important, right? Learning is very... Why was Shema chosen as the first halacha to discuss within Shas? It's very interesting, right? No? Why would you think? So I think ultimately that's what it comes down to, that the thing that we're most accustomed to, right, is Shema. Shema's book ends not only a Jew's day, waking up in the morning and going to sleep at night, but it really bookends a Jew's life. The first words, some of the first words we should teach our children, right, when we sing to them as infants. I remember saying this probably when my children, the first day they were born, singing Shema to them. And I'm sure some of you have done that to your own children and to your own grandchildren. And the very last words a Jew should be saying before they take leave of this world is also Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. As the Medrash says, when Yaakov Avinu died, those are the last words that he uttered before he passed away. So Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is so fundamental to what it means to be a Jew. And this is reminiscent of a Tosfos at the beginning of Maseches Shabbos. Tosfos at the beginning of Maseches Shabbos asks the question there. Hilchos Shabbos is enormous. The Masechta is the second largest Masechta in all of Shas. It's 157 blot. It begins with the halachos of carrying, hotza'ah, right, which is something we don't think of today because we have an Erev, thank God, in most major New York, New Jersey Jewish communities. So he says, why do we begin with hotza'ah of all of the lamatas malachos? And he says, because you can't get away without doing hotza'ah on Shabbos. You're always going to come across some situation where you have to carry something. You got to go to shul. What are you going to do? Where's your talus going to be? You have to drop it off before Shabbos in the shul. What are you going to do? Threshing, winnowing, plowing may come up on Shabbos. Most likely it's not coming up on Shabbos. Hotza'ah does. So some use that Tosfos to answer our question also. Shema is so fundamental to every single day of our lives. Twice daily, we have the mitzvah, deraisa, of Kriyat Shema. And some even add to this, for all of us here, right? There's a few women in the minyan tonight, but for all of the men here, the first mitzvah that we were obligated to actually mekayim, to fulfill, is the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. If you think about it, we became bar mitzvah at night. Right? So what's the first mitzvah that we're obligated to do? Sfarim say, it's Shema. So that's perhaps why we begin with Kriyat Shema. Me'imasai Koran et Shema ba'arvin, begins the Mishnah. From when to begin, so says the Mishnah, very clearly, one opinion in the Mishnah. The opinion is, Mishash ekonim nichlasim lachol betrumasan, ad sof hashmur rishona, divrei Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar says, when do we begin saying Shema? That is when the Kohanim begin to eat their truma. Kohanim became tame for whatever reasons, and sometimes that tuma lasted one day. They'd have to go to the mikvah during the day, and at night they become tahor, even though they didn't bring a korban yet. They are still allowed to eat truma. When is that moment? That moment is shkia, sundown. That moment, that cutoff point, is sundown, and that's when they have to. That's when Kriyat Shema begins. It's big machlokas in the Gemara. I know I got 1 minute to go. It's okay. And then says the Mishnah, Rav Elazar says, when does that end? Ad sov hashmua rishona. It's unclear what time that exactly is, but night is split into three different sections, the Gemara says, until the first section of night. That's your cap. Says Chachamim, until Chatzos. You got until Chatzos. No time Chatzos is tonight. It's probably 12:50 something, 12:55, 12:54. And Rabbi Gamliel says you have until Ad She'ela Amud HaShachar. You have until Amud HaShachar, until daybreak. What's that machlokas based on? The machlokas is based on the word uveshach becha, Rabbi Kivager says. Veshach becha, does that mean when I go to sleep? Right? That's the first opinion. Ad Sof HaShemur Rishona. Or is it when people are sleeping? And that is until Amud HaShachar. We will stop here for today and continue on with the mission tomorrow. Rav Chanan ben Akasha, remember to Kadosh Baruch Hu Zachos Yisrael. The Fichal Kiyar B'Lam Torah, Mishnah Mar, Danai Chavetz Aman, Tzimko, Yagdil Torah, V'Yadir.